ministry in the church can be life-giving and life-changing. And in the midst of it, we all need faithful companions along the road. Welcome to Along the Road, a podcast on faith and leadership for ministry leaders of the PCUSA.
So you're a church leader serving as a ruling elder or a deacon, but you also have almost a dozen other roles: sibling, parent, friend, biker, landscape architect, chauffeur, builder, grocer, fill in the blank. Come join us in the midst of your day, wherever you are, to be inspired in your role in the church, become nourished, and renew your call. Formation as a leader doesn't happen all at once, so let's walk along this road together. I'm Martha Miller, and I'm excited to travel on this journey with you. I'm also thrilled to be here with Manuel Silva Estrich and Valerie Izumi, the hosts of our Encounter episodes, because, drumroll, this is the final episode of season one of Along the Road. We decided to join together as a way of closing out this first season. Welcome, Valerie and Manuel.
Thank you, Martha.
Thank you, Martha. Nice to be here.
Great to be here with you too, Manuel. So, listeners may be wondering how we got here. And so I want you to picture yourselves walking along the road, and there are flowers, some with petals, some with no petals, some yellow, some blue, some red. And think of those flowers as ideas that our colleagues and I had about how we might want to expand our programming so that there would be greater and deeper education and growth around formation. And so we each picked a flower and brought them, and those ideas coalesced in unexpected ways.
That's a beautiful picture, Valerie.
Yeah.
And you know, to be honest with you, as Martha talked more about how to expand the various ways in which she does leader formation through articles and regarding ruling elders, webinars for leader formation for ruling elders and deacons, as Manuel started to talk about how he wanted to move more deeply into this educational opportunities for committees on ministry and pastor nominating committees. As those things came together, we realized that it was the nudging of the Holy Spirit for us to respond in deeper and innovative ways. And we recognize the need for more substantial and sustainable engagement. And so doing that with a podcast began to seem like a possibility so that we would do one for ruling elders and deacons and another for mid-council leaders as a response to God's call to do this ministry. And it was as if all the pieces were falling into place and this beautiful bouquet of flowers was before us. Such a great opportunity.
Definitely. If I was not in this position, I would be an avid listener because I'm a learner. I love to learn learn from people that do things that I would never do because I don't have that creativity. So it's great to learn about things that we can grow in that little pot of flowers. That you said,
I know that there are so many gifted people out in the church, but I love that image, Valerie, of a bouquet, because I see that in the way that our leaders are formed, that different shapes and colors and types. And I love that the podcast, we've been able to sort of highlight some of those. And I look forward to expanding our bouquet in future seasons.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful.
So, What have we learned though? Because Martha, I don't know about you. I had experience in radio, but you have shown definitely that you had something inside you that came out, and we learned something about you. And you, Valerie, I mean, what have you done before that and how and what have you learned now that you didn't know about yourself and about what we have done here?
I'll be real honest in saying that I would have never, ever thought I would be a podcast host. Like if you asked me even 2 years ago, I wouldn't have thought so. And so it's been a real growing edge for me, but has been fun along the way. And like I said, it's really the leaders in the church that have inspired that within me, is the need that has been seen and how to help nourish, just to get that little plug in there, nourish the leaders through this type of venue. So I will say, speaking off the top of my head is not one of my gifts, but it's something that I've been able to learn from and about. So I've really appreciated the experience itself.
Yeah, for me, I have not done radio like you, Manuel, but I do spend a lot of time talking to people, because part of what I do for my ministry is engaging with people and helping them to discern their call to service. So in some way, doing the podcast used that skill, but I found the topics and the guests so fascinating and so earnest and living out their ministry that I often was like deeply involved in what they were saying and forgot that I was like hosting. So you, on some of the podcasts you'll listen where I'm on, you'll hear me like go, oh my gosh, wow. You know, my expressions are like really, really big and I'm not holding back, because I really am like so brought into their world through their sharing their ministry.
Yeah. For me, it has been just sharing the different experiences that our guests have. I mean, talking with Tim, who was my wall partner in the other floor, talking with Mike Kirkin and April Davenport and Flor Velez, and the things that the churches need to do. I mean, it brought things that I probably knew, but really didn't grasp how important they were, especially because in Encounter, we look at the Book of Order and the foundations and other things that we have in our constitution. And sometimes we leave things out. And I love when Valerie, when she always says, the Book of Order has a language of love. That is so true. And that I think that's the phrase that I have learned more in this podcast, is that our constitution was made with love, definitely. And the way we need to approach that leader formation and leadership is in that way too. It's a way of love. It's a way of sharing with everybody that God has given us the opportunity to be part of their kingdom. We have an amazing church. That's definite for me, that we have an amazing church.
That's great. I want to jump off from that piece about language of love, because in the podcast, we've been able to have a lot of different guests. And let's talk about that love and the way that our hearts have been touched, even as hosts. Are there things that really touched you as we had our guests on the podcast?
For me, I would say quickly, so talking with David Gambrell and Kate Dufford, just because Kate has an amazing insight into theology and formation, and it was great to listen to her and the way she focused on that. But and also talking with David Gambrell, who was there for the formation of the Directory of Worship, and listening to the process that they have and all the things that they discussed, it was really something that it showed me how my theology is not only great, or the theology that we have, but we live through that. We live our theology, and also listening to J. Herbert Nelson talking about his experiences from childhood. Oh my gosh, that was just amazing. I certainly got my eyes opened to another time and another experience that someone had inside the church and with the Spirit also, that really touched my heart.
I think for me, without necessarily naming certain people, but more in general with the Nourish episodes, was the willingness to participate in this podcast that began sort of as an experiment or a pilot project, and being willing to be vulnerable and sharing their faith in this way really touched me, that when I would approach somebody and with an invitation to be on the podcast, there was this great enthusiasm for wanting to share that love with ruling elders and deacons. And that really touched me in a way that I know that we are generous people, but being named the frozen chosen sometimes might make us think that sharing of faith is somehow stiff. Yeah. And so to provide a platform for folks to be able to share that, and in the Nourish episodes being reflections or being spiritual practices in the way that they're shared with others was really impactful to my heart.
Martha, you're so right. The way our guests have spoken in our episodes showed the love that they have for what they do. Definitely.
Yeah. And I would say the very same thing, that for, I can honestly say that I found that our guests whom I had met before or worked with, I felt more love for them than I had previously felt. And for those who I had not spent some time with, I actually felt deep love for them as well. And in particular, I just want to raise a few things that, and not diminishing anything anybody else said, but some things just stick with me for a long time and will for a long time. When Wilfredo Garcia was sharing the words of the executive of New York City Presbytery at the time as COVID began, he said, "The church witness is not canceled. It continues. As our church members exercise their energy, intelligence, imagination, and love for each other in new ways." That almost brought me to tears. In fact, if you listen to that podcast, you'll hear my emotion around that. And then also to know that very same person, ruling elder Wilfredo Garcia, who is now a teaching elder, just recently ordained a teaching elder, shared with us, and the way he just remembered to share it, he suddenly said, "Valerie, I forgot to tell you that the idea of having a mobile unit for COVID testing came from me, from Wilfredo Garcia," and became a model for how a mobile testing was a thing to do. So to know that someone, a member of our church, was able to bring his expertise and his energy, imagination, intelligence, and love to that was just moving. And then Eric Thomas, when talking about the theology of representation, one of the co-moderators of the General Assembly Committee on Representation said, "No one changed on the day of Pentecost. Everybody gets to be who they are, and it's the work of the Holy Spirit that allows us to understand each other in our work." Mm-hmm. That was a wonderful reminder.
Then
I will admit that I actually said, your listeners need to know that I misunderstood the name of this machine. It's not a fly cut, it's a cricket. But I actually said, it's called cricket. It's spelled C-R-I-C-U-T. So I thought it was cricket, but it's really pronounced cricket. I actually said to guest Rebecca Davis, when we were talking about the Directory for Worship and Formation, I actually said, "I'm going to make when I learn to use my cricket, I'm going to make a sticker that says this thing that she said, that the theology, the Directory for Worship is formation, not just information." And that formation, not just information, man, that's good. That's really good. That needs to be a sticker, a bumper sticker,
definitely
a poster.
Well, since I know how to use my cricket, I could make you a t-shirt or a banner.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. And with all this laughter, I want to ask you, what has touched our funny bones?
Oh, there's been a lot. The first thing that I think of, and so off the air, those of us hosts gathered here had a lot of laughter around the fact that we could have created a blooper reel. Mm-hmm. Because if you aren't familiar with podcast production, there is editing that goes on. And it was interesting because I had a guest say, oh, I'm so glad you said that, because it sounds like everybody was just ready and prepared for the answer to every question. And so maybe this is me revealing that that's not quite true. No. But I wish that I had saved some of the pieces that ended up being deleted. But one of the things that really touched my funny bone was a particular guest who I will not necessarily name. I will protect the identity, who just outright said, I do not like that question. Ask me a different one.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I think that those things that are spontaneous in the moment really were amazing. And of course there were some one of the moments for me was Alex mixing Alex Evangelista and Trisha Dyker's coding, because Alex is starting his ministry and Trisha has a long career. So it was really amazing to hear them both and just have fun in the podcast, like we did. And we laughed a lot in that episode. It was really good.
Yeah. There was a lot of, laughter in all of the episodes that, I hosted as well, but you know, I find joy in everything. So, I really did. So one of the favorite things that I would do is in my intro, which I always recorded separately and recorded it late at night while all, because I have three dogs, so they had to all be asleep. And so I would then feel free to use my full voice and say, I am Valerie Izumi and I'm guest hosting for Manuel Silva Esterich. And it's a podcast, yeah. So you can even see my hand movements, but I always did the big swirl at the end. If Courtney, my partner in life, who happened to be there, would always look at me very oddly because I was very dramatic in the name of Manuel's name. Another funny moment for me was when I interviewed Manuel, and he, in my asking him to describe himself, talked about how he had been a DJ, and he was told that he couldn't really use that DJ voice for preaching. And I was like, well, you better give me some examples. And so he did. Do you want to do one more example?
Let's see. Esta es la iglesia presbiteriana con Along the Road.
It's such a different voice. I love it. Awesome. I love it. I want to learn how to do that. But many more funny moments. And maybe when we write the book version of the Along the Road podcast, we'll share
some. There you go. And I will say that I clearly had a lot of funny moments because our sound engineer, who we love, Josh Part.
Yes.
Yes, Josh.
Told me that I needed to turn down my microphone because my laugh was too loud. So clearly I had a lot of funny bone moments during the recording.
And things that our listeners don't know is that sometimes the audio was so bad, guest had to record everything again. Yeah. So it was really a great gesture from our guests, and we thank them for that. And sometimes it was us that needed to record things. So it definitely was something that we appreciate from everybody, just to have this love of what they do and support us doing this.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I just said something that the listeners didn't know, but what do you hope the listeners got from the podcast?
Well, I really hope that, since the encounter episodes are really around polity, mm-hmm. I really hope that people really looked at polity as a gift from God, right? Not this strident, strict rule book, but the gift that it is to us, and that really to find freedom in our polity and in our Book of Order. That's what I think. I think that's what I hope for. And if they can get to the high point that I have of thinking of the Book of Order as and our Constitution as a book of love, then more power to you.
And supporting that what Valerie has said, I would say we didn't do this for the Presby nerds.
Right,
but those who are eager to learn more about what we are and what the Constitution talks about, and have learned that it's more than just rules. And I remember being a youth and us saying, oh, the Book of Order, just restrictive to this, to that. And through this podcast, I hope our listeners come to know that the church and the Book of Order and the Constitution and is a leader formation book. It's something that forms communities also, and that it lets us be the church in all of its meanings.
And I hope that through the Nourish episodes, kind of as we say during the introduction, that it becomes an inspiration for the call that serving mm-hmm. as a ruling elder and deacon yes. is a really holy and sacred thing. Mm-hmm. And we're very aware that ruling elders and deacons get trained sort of in a variety of ways. So some congregations may be better at sort of the preparation and training piece. But what I hope is that the podcast really becomes or has become a way that ruling elders can feel connected with other folks around the church and really can get, like I said, that inspiration, that nourishment for continuing that call. And how do we serve in the role? So I really feel like it's a great gift to be able to host these episodes and to be able mm-hmm. to connect with guests as well as connecting with listeners.
Yeah.
And so with that in mind, I'll just continue to say that the podcast wouldn't really have any purpose without the listeners. And it really is for you all that we do this. And we've been able to share some of the enrichment that we've gotten as hosts, but it really is for you. And we're thrilled that you've been joining us throughout this first season as we began this sort of first leg of this journey. And we are very appreciative that you've been listening, whether you've listened to just one episode or whether you've listened to them all. And just know they're all there available for the first season. But we do want to say thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we want to hear from you. Your feedback really is welcome. And I know you hear that from a lot of people. They want you to fill out a little survey at the end of your purchase of McDonald's or whatever. But we really do want to hear from you because these podcasts, as Martha said, are for you. And so we want to make sure that we are not missing something and a way to engage with you that you would appreciate. So what do you wish you would have heard this past season that you want to hear in season two? What do you want to learn more about within the parameters of our podcast, you know, inspiration right. and nourishment for ruling elders and deacons, and taking a deeper dive into the polity of the Presbyterian Church USA, which is really directed for mid-council leaders, but wouldn't hurt for ruling elders and deacons and church members to listen to those series as well. Yes. So what do you wish we had talked about? What do you want to learn more about? Who are some people that you think would be good podcast guests? Let us know. And you can do that by clicking on the link. There's a link to a Microsoft form with the description of this podcast on your podcast platform. Or you could also get the link from us or write us an email at our email address, which is alongtheroad@pcusa.org, along the road, all one word, at pcusa.org. So Presbyterian Church USA, pcusa.org.
How about we reflect on what we have done today and what we have shared today, stopping, reflecting, and even looking back at the road we already traveled provides insight to how strong we are now. Because of all the potholes, the obstructions, and especially those who have traveled with us. We are thankful for all who have been our guests in season one and those who have let us know how this podcast provides tools and a moment to reflect on the road they are walking. So we want to walk with you. We want to still walk with you in season two. Along the road, we're going to keep on going. Thank you, Martha. Thank you, Valerie, for all you have done during this season. I mean, it's been great.
And thank you all.
Thank you. Peace and take care.
This has been the Along the Road podcast. We look forward to crossing paths with you again soon.